It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Governor Jared Polis launched his re-election campaign this week. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
In 2018, Polis ran on transformative promises about healthcare, education, and climate, and Democrats that year took full control of state government. This year, Republicans are hoping to regain some of those losses, and Polis' campaign message seems designed to counter them, with a focus on crime and the cost of living.
Look, we as a state can't address every issue you face. Some are a result of international or national issues. But what can we do? We can reduce your costs, save you money, and protect our amazing quality of life in Colorado.
Polis has proposed a range of relatively small reductions in government fees, but he's also talking about victories from his first term, such as the creation of the Colorado Option Health Plan and Universal Preschool. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Democratic state lawmakers introduced new legislation to crack down on toxic air pollution, CBR Sam Brash explains.
State Senator Julie Gonzalez, who represents Denver, joined other lawmakers and environmental advocates to announce the bill at the state capitol yesterday.
It is no secret that here in Colorado, our air is not nearly as clean as we all want it to be. And too often, it's the folks on the margins who have to pay the greatest price.
The proposed legislation calls for up to 6 new air monitoring stations. It then says regulators must set new limits on different toxic air pollutants, toxins not regulated by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. If levels exceed those limits, the bill would give the state new authority to crack down on companies. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Incarcerated people inside Colorado prisons are accusing the governor and the Department of Corrections of violating the state's anti-slavery law by forcing them to work. A class action lawsuit filed in Denver District Court yesterday claims inmates had their parole dates delayed as punishment for not working. The Department of Corrections spokesperson says the agency does not comment on pending litigation. You're listening to CPR News.